opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today or visit them at flinthillshealth.org.
KVUA News time is now 9 o'clock as we look at things out here on the clock. Sorry, I had a little bit of a glare, so I couldn't tell what the time was initially. So we're a bit late here on the Newsmaker 2, but we're pleased that Everett Weems with the Church of the Nazarenes joining us here this morning as we discuss the live nativity, which has become a holiday tradition for the church.
Everett, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. How are you guys today?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Couldn't be better. Looking forward to a nice, beautiful day out there today.
Oh, man. Well, we have a feeling the temperatures here for the, and maybe I shouldn't say this yet, but we believe the temperatures will be more seasonal for your live nativity, which is now just about 2 weeks out.
Yeah, we're looking at about 15 days now. And, of course, you know, a lot of my folks that will be participating in the live nativity would not be disappointed if the temperatures were a little warmer that night. But, you know, yeah, we're scheduled for December the 17th and 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. To have our, this will be our third event now that we've done it. We were, unfortunately had to postpone last year's because of that dreaded word we don't like to talk about anymore. But we're back up and running, and the folks will see a little different look this time because since the last one, we expanded our exit from the church out onto 24th with another lane there. So we'll actually have more of a circle, about 2/10 of a mile of a Bethlehem scene. So it's going to be considerably larger than it was 2 years ago. We'll have anywhere from 10 to 12 shops of different things leading up to the stable, of course, which is the main focus of the live nativity, where our Savior is born. So,
well, let's talk about the display itself, the Church of the Nazarene nativity scene. So what does this all entail specifically, Everett?
Well, as I said, you know, you'll come in off 24th Street, you'll come through and come under the archway, and you'll get a chance to see Caesar or Herod or whichever term we want to use. Each car will receive, for the occupants there, will receive a cup of cocoa and a Christmas cookie. And in addition to that, the first 250 cars will receive a small gift. And also at that time, as a support of the community, we're taking canned donations for Salvation Army, so they would drop those donations off at that time. And again, that's not a requirement to come to the live nativity. We want all to come, but if you're able to bring a canned donation, that would be wonderful. And then from there, you're just going to circle through. You'll see a variety of animals. We have secured again the camels. We'll have three camels. We'll have two donkeys. We're going to have 8 to 10 sheep and a calf that'll be moving around with the shepherds and the various folks. And, you know, we'll have a blacksmith shop. We're going to have a bakery. And if everything goes right, you know, we'll actually have, you know, something being baked in the bakery. And, of course, I couldn't be lucky enough to have a slight south wind, very slight, though, and hostess baking up something really good that night, so the aroma just, you know, permeates the area over there. And then ultimately, like I said, you'll come out to the end at 24th Street, and there will be the nativity itself, where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And there's an outside chance that we might actually have a live baby for baby Jesus this year. So we're still kind of pulling some last minute things together there, but another twist to it is that we did secure a small FM transmitter like the folks use for their Christmas displays, and so once we get that ironed out, we'll also have music that folks can tune into one of the stations that's not used locally to to listen to music as they go through as well.
Everett, how important is this for the church to be able to provide this here to the community? And I guess how does this wind up maybe bringing people back to the original reason for the holiday?
Well, it's important to us as a ministry aspect to our community to share it's kind of a coined phrase, but to share the reason for the season, and that is to share the meaning and of Christ and what his coming was, and that it ultimately was for the salvation of the world. So it is our opportunity to bring families together that they can get in their vehicle and, for a few minutes be together enjoying fellowship time together. And, of course, if they have friends and family in from out of town, load everybody up in the vehicle. Bring two or three cars if you have to, just to get out and to be able to see, in essence, a recreation of Bethlehem as best as we can do it.
Well, they put together a wonderful event, and we certainly want to invite all to attend. It's coming up at the Church of the Nazarene, their live nativity, December 17th and December 18th. So what are the hours again, Everett? And for those who may not know, tell us exactly where the Church of the Nazarene is located.
Okay. Our hours are going to be Friday and Saturday night, 17th and 18th, from 6 to 9 p.m., the church is located at 2931 West 24th Avenue here in Emporia. It's just west of the Aldi's building there on 24th Avenue. And if anybody is interested and would want to participate, community members that would want to participate, we would sure love to have volunteers that would come out and help to man some of the booths, and if they wanted to, they could call the church office at 620-342-2858. And we would love to incorporate you, in and assist in the activity, because right now we have 65 to 80 people involved, but we can always use more.
Outstanding.
65 to 80.
My goodness.
That's a big group right there.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, Everett, thanks so much for joining us here, and hopefully the weather cooperates. You have a great turnout here for your live nativity this year.
All right. Again, gentlemen, thanks for your time. And, hey, Ron, on such a nice day, go out and give me 25 on your bike today.
Will do, Everett. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hop right to it. Hey, thanks, Everett. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, Everett Weems, First Church of the Nazarene. That is quite an extensive nativity they're talking about, and what a gift to the community.
Yeah, what a wonderful idea here by the church, and it's great to see that expand here from a couple of years ago.
All right, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the education.